North Dakota's information technology director says his agency is working on an app that would be a one-stop portal to the state of North Dakota. Sean Riley said it should improve the customer's experience in dealing with state government agencies. Riley outlined the plan to the legislature's Information Technology Committee, and he says it should make the citizens' experience a lot better.
They don't have to worry about what agency does what. Who helps me here? Who helps me there? Send me here. If you've got someone who's unemployed and then needs to worry about LIHEAP, first of all, they have no idea what LIHEAP is. They just know that, hey, I need assistance with my utilities. Then they've got, hey, my kids need to be able to have childcare. What are the programs on childcare, et cetera? All of that can be integrated here from the perspective of the citizen. They don't need to know what agency does what. All that information connects back to the agencies.
Riley told the committee it could also mean some cost savings for state government.
Because if the citizen doesn't have to stand in line, then maybe we don't need a facility there to be able to manage people standing in line. Maybe we don't need someone there as a receptionist. Maybe we don't need someone there typing documents back and forth, which is what we do a lot of today.
And Riley says this could also mean a vastly different experience for state government workers.
I have yet to meet a government worker or anybody anywhere who says, I want to do the exact same thing every day. That's boring and your mind goes to mush. They want to do engaging work. And the reality is when we've got people doing the exact same work every day, they become less efficient over time because it becomes more boring, mundane, commodity work. We can change that experience to take boring, mundane, commodity work and let the computer do it. That's what they were designed to do. And we in government just haven't gotten to that level yet.
Meanwhile, Riley says he has a goal to get rid of some older mainframe computers in state government, updating them to modern and scalable computers. Riley told the committee, one of them is the MMIS, which stands for Medicare and Medicaid Information System.
We are about to spend $7 million to bring the MMIS architecture up to 2002 levels. We're spending $7 million to bring this thing up to something that's 20 years old.
Riley calls these monolithic systems that are not easily updatable.
We're spending $7 million to bring a piece of crap technology to more piece of crap technology instead of spending $7 million being able to keep it up to date the entire time. And that kind of product is absolutely the wrong kind of product to build here. And unfortunately, we have dozens and dozens and dozens of those across the state.
Riley did tell the committee it's going to take some time to convert these older systems. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.